Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking
at Memorandums of Incorporation, or MOIs for short. This is a vital document in the life of any company and is legislatively prescribed in terms of the Companies Act of South Africa. I have with me Nicolien Schoeman-Lowe to walk us through MOIs. So Nicolien, what relationships are regulated by the MOI?
Well, the MOI, as you've rightfully pointed out, is an immensely important document. And it's very unique, specifically in comparison to its predecessors in terms of the previous company laws in South Africa, in that it regulates many relationships, whilst its predecessor didn't. Well, it regulates the relationship between the shareholders, in other words, the owners of the company themselves, between them and the directors, between the directors, the company, the shareholders, as well as all those relationships as well as and external relationships as well, so stakeholder relationships. And therefore, you'll always see in due diligence processes this as one of the fundamental and first required documents asked for in these transactions. It, in essence, is the life of the company. It determines how everything works.
So, as I mentioned earlier, the MOI is regulated by the Companies Act. So why then must a company construct their own MOI?
Well, like its predecessor, it is prescribed by law, and there is a standard form when you register a new company through the CIPC, which is the regulatory body in South Africa. They do give you a standard template, MOI, but it is really a document that is very, very elementary and often not suited for the company it's trying to serve. So yes, there are provisions that come out of the Act. We broadly distinguish between two types of provisions in the Act. One is called the unalterable provision and the other the alterable provision. And this is where it becomes very important to distinguish between the two, because in the alterable provision space, that is where you can alter and tailor your MOI to really embody the spirit of the business you're trying to establish. So if we look at some of these alterable provisions, just to make them a bit more practical, let's look at the special resolutions list. Now, if we compare the current Companies Act to its predecessor, its predecessor had a much longer list included in the actual legislation. So it's very important that companies carefully consider which provisions they want to include, which ones are specific to them to include under that special resolutions list, because that's really where the control in the company lies. So that's the one aspect. And then the other aspect that we often say to clients they must consider altering is the aspect of altering the MOI itself. It's not always the best solution to make it alterable by unanimous resolution, because that could be unnecessarily restrictive if one party just refuses to vote in favor of a fairly minor amendment or an amendment that could actually benefit the structure as a whole. So that's really also not something that is something to consider very carefully and to map out suiting your specific situation. Then I think the key question, to audit or not to audit. Under the previous Companies Act, all companies were obliged to have an audit by the very nature of being a company. But now it's based on a number of different criteria or sets of criteria, and it's on a sliding scale. So the bigger your operation becomes and it's measured across a number of aspects, then you need to be audited. But the smaller you are, the less likely you need to be audited. There's also a full audit option, and there's an option just to be independently reviewed. And that, again, is the legislator's way of accommodating a process that would ensure that everyone remains accountable and that there's transparency in the financial operations of the company, but that it also doesn't cost an arm and a leg. So, in essence, it's important for businesses to distinguish between alterable and unalterable provisions to tailor the document to suit their size, their needs, and their aspirations on how where they are heading. And as they are reaching certain milestones, then perhaps to go back and to alter it. It's a living document, and to accommodate your specific situation as it develops and changes.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skumanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.